Renee.
Hello, Andrew, and hello, Inga's Nation. You're listening to episode 31 of the CrossFit Inga's podcast, and today we will be talking about the difference between CrossFit and the CrossFit Games.
But first,
some community shout-outs.
Let's do it.
Who do you have?
Okay, I'll go first. So I have, my first one is Nick.
Okay.
9 a.m. Nick.
I like that.
So I covered a Monday morning for you.
Yes.
Was it last week?
Yes. I had sprained my ribs.
Yeah. And so Nick, he's just a beast, that guy.
Yeah.
He did the 9 a.m. class, and then he stuck around for at least 2 hours doing extra work. He had the sandbag out. He had his own slam ball.
Oh, that's mine.
Oh, that's yours?
Yes. Okay. And I brought it in. I usually keep it in the car, and he had asked me if we had one, and I was like, one day I was like, oh, well, actually, yeah, you can use mine.
So he was doing all this grunt work with those, and I think he went running after that. But he was there at least until after I started the 11 a.m. or the noon class.
Yeah.
So,
like, He's a beast.
Yeah.
And he's consistent.
Yeah.
That's a normal occurrence for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Putting in the work.
Yeah. He takes the weekends off. I don't see him on Saturdays and Sundays, but yeah.
Good.
Monday through Friday, he's consistent.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Cool. So my first one is Scott Rainey. He is a new member. He just recently joined us. But Scott, I think it was last week, we had a workout with a whole bunch of pull-ups in it. And he has strict pull-ups, and he was trying to get the kipping and was kind of getting frustrated because he was trying to figure it out. And he came in from the run, which was the first part. This is during the workout. And he jumped up, and he just started banging out kipping pull-ups.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. And he totally surprised himself, and he was pretty pumped up about it.
So
it was pretty cool.
Nice. Sometimes it just clicks, I guess.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, so my next one is Eowyn.
Mm-hmm.
Usually at the early morning class.
Yes.
She was a member elsewhere, moved to the area, yep. So she has CrossFit experience. She's one of those people that, like, every time I see her scores on the board, I'm just like, damn, she crushes it.
Just blown away.
Yeah. And at first, like, it's just very clear that she's a strong athlete. Like, she's very strong. But, like, some of the, you know, the more, like, conditioning-based workouts, she crushes those, too. And then she was here a couple Sundays ago and did a team workout with you guys.
Yes.
That had bar muscle-ups in it.
Yeah.
And she was banging out bar muscle-ups.
Yeah.
So
just
she,
super well-rounded.
Yeah, super well-rounded athlete. Yeah. So just wanted to give her a little shout-out.
Cool. My next one is Kristen Kirkwood, who goes to the 9 a.m. as well. And last week we had that big team workout with the rope climbs and the rowing.
Yep.
And side note, a ton of people got their first rope climb.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout-out to all of those people too. But I just loved Kristen, and her attitude is always just so just pumped up and supportive of everybody around her. And she, in between, when she wasn't working out, when she wasn't on the rower, or if she wasn't on the rope climb, she had her phone out, making sure she got everybody who's getting their first rope climbs on video. She's super great with Instagram. And I just loved that kind of community and support that she was giving everybody. And then she'd put her phone down. She'd go do her rope climb. She'd come down. She'd pick up her phone, just cheering everybody on. And she's just constant. And on Thursday, she just PR'd her deadlift at 235.
Yeah.
So I wanted to add that into that, too.
Nice.
Good stuff.
My last one is Lo,
mm-hmm.
Lauren Corso. So she also had a deadlift PR,
which
a lot of people I think had PRs that day, but she was so excited. I wasn't at the class that she did it, but she made a note like to come up to me and she was like, guess what I PR'd my deadlift at?
Aww.
And I was like, 185. She's like, no, 225. She was super excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And she's another one who's like fairly new, but mm-hmm. has like super bought into the process
mm-hmm.
and she comes all the time, really consistent. So, it's really awesome to see her making like good progress.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
My last one is Nicole Muscarella, and I just wanted to kind of give her a shout out. Her grandmother passed away, last week, and I know the funeral is this past week, so just want to send her our condolences.
Absolutely.
So we're thinking of you, Nicole.
All right. So we had a couple other kind of housekeeping items.
Yes, this week we have 4th of July Divine Workout coming up.
So this coming Thursday, July 4th, we're doing the Divine Hero Wad, which we do every year on the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't been in the gym recently, there's a heat sign-up board on the office whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
So we run this very similar to how we do MRF,
mm-hmm.
where it's heats every half hour. Just sign up for a heat. You come in, get yourself warmed up. If you're new to the gym and maybe some of the movements are... not ones that we typically do, and we can help you like with scaling options, all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
before we get started. But it is a like warm up on your own, get ready and go at the heat times.
Right.
We do this as a fundraiser. So every year we give out a scholarship to mm-hmm. a local high school athlete. So we do have a bunch of raffle prizes that we're going to raffle off day of. Anyone wanting to give donations. We also used, when we did the 12 Heroes last year, part of the money went to the scholarship fund. So this year we gave the scholarship to a Waterford high school athlete
mm-hmm.
Named Liam Spellman.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to read a little bit about Liam so people can kind of see where the scholarship's going
sure.
to.
Sure, cool.
So Liam was a 3-year varsity basketball player and 2-year varsity baseball player at Waterford High School. Captaining both teams and led them to 2 state championships, which I believe was in basketball. He was a member of the Principals Forum, the 2019 Class Council, National Honor Society, and Class Act Sportsmanship Committee. Liam also attended the Adolescent Learning Leadership Institute, served as a peer tutor, worked as an assistant coach for youth basketball, and volunteered his time at the annual Neil Holick Tournament. And he will be attending Ithaca College in the fall to study sports media.
Cool.
So very well-deserving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Student.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's where the donations go to
awesome.
That scholarship fund. And we were able to give Liam $1,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And we'll be doing, as usually do, like food and drink afterwards,
right.
after Divine. So if you guys want to stick around or come back, we'll do some stuff on the grill and drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather will be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
The past couple years it's been so hot.
Yeah.
So make sure you bring lots of water.
A lot of water.
Drink lots of water that day.
Cool. So the other thing coming up is
Bring a Friend Friday.
On the 5th.
The 5th.
The day after.
Yes.
So we started doing this last month,
mm-hmm.
the first Friday of every month, we're mm-hmm. doing, Bring a Friend. All the classes are free. If you want to bring someone in who's interested in trying it out, all they have to do is sign the waiver and, we'll get them into a class.
Come check us out.
So if you have anyone who's
bring
interested.
Bring your friends.
Yeah. Bring them in.
Alrighty. Shall we get into this?
Yeah.
That's it, right? We're good?
That's it. Yeah.
Cool. All right, so the difference between CrossFit and the CrossFit Games.
Yeah, so this is something that I've wanted to talk about for a little bit
mm-hmm.
on the podcast. So CrossFit and the CrossFit Games, they may look the same, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're two totally different things. And if our goal is like overall health and wellness, then they have to be different.
Mm-hmm.
What we do within the four walls of Inga's has to be different than what happens at the CrossFit Games.
Right.
And I get it, like they look similar, right? Like we're doing thrusters and pull-ups and they're doing thrusters and pull-ups. But the ultimate goal, there has to be a distinction between those two.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this previously, this like very common misperception about CrossFit where, we'll be talking to someone who doesn't go to a CrossFit gym
mm-hmm.
and talking about it, and they'll have this perception that, I can't do CrossFit. It's
right. It's
too intense, or I'll get injured
mm-hmm.
or, something along those lines. And I always think of, when I think about this, I always think of Mary Moriarty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, she's told us that when she was thinking about starting or wanting to start CrossFit, like everyone told her, like, don't do it. You're going to get injured. Like,
right. Like
you're too old. You shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
And thank goodness, like she took the initiative and took a chance to do it, right? And I think if you asked her, she would say it was probably a great decision.
One of the best decisions he's made,
Yeah. So, and it shouldn't, it shouldn't be that way where people have to take this huge leap of faith to come into a CrossFit gym, right? The perception should be that, like, if I want to get healthy and fit, that's where we go.
Right.
So I'm curious, I'm sure that you get this as well, like that perception. What do you tell people when you get that?
Well, and it's a lot, right? It's, I'm going to get hurt. I'm not fit enough. I've seen the CrossFit games. You hear all of that. But what I like to tell people is, I mean, this is the goal in here is to prolong our life, right? So what we're teaching in here is we're in a controlled environment. We have coaches. It's our responsibility to teach you how to move well and how to move safely. Mm-hmm. So that way you can keep doing this for a really long time and become fit and healthy for a super long time. It's not what we see on TV.
Right.
It's two completely different things. And we'll get into that more, but these movements that we are teaching are functional movements that you need for everyday life.
Right.
It's not just what you do in here is only what you're doing in here. It's what are you doing in here that can translate into your everyday life mm-hmm. to keep you safe and injury free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think as you alluded to, I think a lot of that perception, at least partly, stems from the CrossFit Games.
Right.
It's very widely publicized. I think everyone's probably seen it.
Right.
And so,
it's exciting.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's exciting to watch.
But because of that, I think when people think about CrossFit, they think about the CrossFit Games.
Right.
And possibly to, at least in part, to the detriment of CrossFit as a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Because if what people are saying, if they don't necessarily, you know, if they're not doing CrossFit, they don't necessarily understand. If they're saying that I can't do CrossFit mm-hmm. because of what I see on TV, mm-hmm. Particularly people who aren't already doing it,
mm-hmm.
then the CrossFit Games is hurting CrossFit,
right?
Because it is keeping people from walking through our doors,
right?
Which is the exact opposite of what it should be doing.
Right.
And I always, so I used to think of, when people would say that, like, I can't do CrossFit, because of like seeing the CrossFit Games.
Yeah.
I used to think of like, that's like saying, you know, I can't play a pickup hockey game because of, you know, watching the NHL.
Right.
But actually it's not really the same, because what we're asking people to do is, like, lace up skates and play hockey for people who have never skated before.
Right.
So I get that piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a complete, we're asking people to come in and do fitness who have never done fitness before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different than
that,
you know, being able to translate that.
Right.
So I think in part, that's why, the messaging, like, over the recent year or so, from CrossFit, and when I say CrossFit, I mean CrossFit HQ, like headquarters.
Right.
Why that's kind of shifted mm-hmm. recently.
Mm-hmm. So kind of taking us back, for those of us that don't know, let's kind of get into the history of where that all started, right?
Yeah. So when I found CrossFit back in 2009, it was positioned as this, like, an extreme fitness routine,
mm-hmm.
right? It was, their tagline was forging elite fitness.
Right.
So it was designed for, like, the Navy SEALs, military, and law mm-hmm. enforcement. Like, that was who it was made for,
mm-hmm.
literally. And that's also the reason why I was so drawn to it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's, like, I thought that was awesome. I thought
right.
that was cool. And the people who found CrossFit back then in, like, 2009, and even in, you know, 2011 when CrossFit Groton opened up, and 2013 when we opened,
mm-hmm.
the people that found it were those people who were, like, looking for that,
mm-hmm.
right? They were already into fitness. They were the early adopters,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it was an easy sell, because mm-hmm. they already knew about fitness and they were looking for something different, and CrossFit happened to fill that void
right.
really well. And that was exactly me. But now, like all of those people already know about CrossFit.
Yeah.
Right. So if we want to have the most impact, we have to be able to broaden the scope of who CrossFit is for.
Right.
And with that, you know, we need to change the perception of what people associate when they hear the word CrossFit or when they think of CrossFit. So I think that's like why the messaging has shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, like just to talk about that a little bit of like how it shifted. So in the early days, like CrossFit Games was this natural extension of CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were going to claim, which they were claiming, if you were going to claim that you have the best, most effective training program, then you better be able to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what the CrossFit Games was. It was this proving grounds for CrossFit as a fitness methodology.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, like that's already been proven.
Right.
Right. The people who are at the games are the fittest athletes on earth.
Right.
And people may argue like, oh, you know, LeBron, I'm just using LeBron James as an example. Like LeBron James, like he is fitter than a CrossFit athlete. It depends on your definition of what fitness is.
Right.
Like LeBron James is a specialist. He's an incredibly elite basketball player.
Right.
But if you put him up against a CrossFit athlete in a basketball match, he'll probably win that.
Right, because that's his specialty.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, swimming event, running event, weightlifting, gymnastics, like, it may not.
The CrossFit athlete is training for overall fitness, not just one specialty. So
right.
It's like that. I've talked about this before, that it was the brute strength challenge where they put up the powerlifter, an Olympic lifter, a bodybuilder, and a CrossFit athlete up against each other and gave them all these different events. They gave them their specialty, each individual specialty event, and yes, that individual won that event, but with all the other events combined and included in this, the CrossFit athlete actually came out on top.
Because they have the most broad fitness.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Which is exactly what CrossFit is.
Right.
So because of that, the games became this like behemoth, right? Mm-hmm. That everyone associates with CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the two are almost synonymous. Like if you think of CrossFit, you probably think of the CrossFit games, like you said. But really what it should be is that the game should be this one small facet of CrossFit as an overall revolution of health.
Right.
Which is because the games is for like the elite of the elite, mm-hmm. like the top 1%. But if we want to be able to impact everyone else, then the games has to be this like that spectacle of fitness, whereas CrossFit is the broader health initiative.
Right.
So what HQ has done recently is kind of de-emphasize their coverage of the CrossFit games in an attempt to kind of swing the ship around and refocus the priority from forging elite fitness, which is where it was before, which nowadays, I think if you looked for that on any of CrossFit, like the CrossFit main page or any of their accounts, like I don't think you'd even find that anymore.
Which I don't even think I don't think their Instagram, they still don't have an Instagram.
They don't have Instagram.
Or Facebook, yeah.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But even
if
like
you go into main page.
Their website.
Yeah.
Like that used to be what it was. It was like Forging Elite Fitness. It was on the main page. Their mascot was like this bulldog, right? Or they had Pukey the Clown,
right?
So all of it's, that's completely different nowadays.
Yeah.
So shifting it from Forging Elite Fitness to changing the overall direction of health, which is obviously the more important, more impactful, endeavor.
Right.
And we can argue about, you know, if the way that they're doing it is the best way, but from an overall direction, like I totally get it.
Yeah.
And that change is absolutely necessary.
Right.
Because that is what like we believe as an affiliate, right? It's not about CrossFit as a sport. It's about CrossFit as a lifestyle.
Right.
And that is our focus at Inga's, is on CrossFit as a lifestyle. It's not about the open. It's not about doing, you know, weekend competitions. It's about being fit for life and having that, the functionality to do the things we enjoy for as long as possible, like you said at the beginning. And there's also this, like, I think there's this perception that CrossFit is for young people. Like, oh, that's something that, you know, something that you can do when you're younger.
Yeah.
But once you get older, like, you know, you can't do that anymore.
I
sure as hell hope that's not true, because I intend on doing this for as long as I possibly can.
Right.
I think that's the goal. So,
well, and that's another misconception, right? And that's the beauty of CrossFit is that everything is scalable. Everything we do, we can modify to fit the needs of each individual. Mm-hmm. So whether you're 18 or 14, or if you're 70, like, we can still do the same workout and have it be effective for us depending where we are in our life.
Yeah. And or, like, so we talked about, like, kind of prolonging that functionality,
mm-hmm.
or bringing it back, right, for someone who hasn't done, you know, hasn't been into fitness previously, or has maybe, like, kind of started to slide a little bit. Like,
we had
John M on our last episode, and he talked about how as he started to get closer to his 40s, he noticed that, like, the physical nature of his jobs were, like, he was starting to notice some of that physicality slipping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after doing CrossFit, he got a lot of that back, and he talked about being able to do things in his 40s that he could never do in his 20s and 30s.
Right.
Which is amazing.
That's so cool.
Right? So not necessarily just prolonging that functionality, but, you know, possibly bringing it back for people who haven't been there.
Right.
So what does that look for us? Like, we say we focus on CrossFit as a lifestyle.
Right.
What are some of the things that we talk about, or how do we put that into practice at Inga's?
So, well, kind of coming back to that longevity piece, right? And like I was saying before, like, we're doing this for the long term. This is not just to, you know, for some competition that we're getting ready for or whatnot. And yeah, local competition is fun, but, like, we want to keep ourselves out of the nursing home. We want to, you know, we include nutrition, right? And that's becoming more, like, that's such a huge piece of this too. They work hand in hand. And if you go on to main site, like, the two go hand in hand, and you see that. That's, like, one of the first things that pop up is this functional movements and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
They work together.
Yep.
So combining those two to create this long, healthy life. So.
Mm-hmm. And I think, so another thing that we really try and focus on is, and this is, like, a core tenet of CrossFit, is, like, when we have someone coming in new, it's the MCI, right? So we want to promote mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to show you how to move well. And then we want you to do it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So over and over again, can you move well consistently? And then, and only then, do we want to add in that intensity piece.
Right.
And even at that point, it's the appropriate amount of intensity for where you're at. Like, someone who's 25 and an athlete is going to look a lot different than someone who's in their 40s and has never worked out before.
Right.
So it's an appropriate amount of intensity. And really, that appropriate amount is what allows you to come back the next day.
Right.
Because I think if, you know, we don't need, you know, this is another thing that's very synonymous with CrossFit, is, like, you do a workout and you're, like, spilled out on the floor,
mm-hmm.
you know, super intense,
mm-hmm.
right? It's super extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where we need to go every single day, right? Because if we do that, we're going to end up broken down and not being able to come back.
Yeah.
What is going to be more beneficial in the long run is being able to come consistently, like, day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
working at the appropriate intensity that allows you to come back the next day and where you're not completely beat down.
Right. And I think that's such a good point, because back when we started doing CrossFit, like, that was kind of the goal, like, every single day.
Well, that's what attracted the early adopters.
That intensity piece of it. And that, like, that feeling was very addictive. But then, you know, as we grow and this whole shift, it's you learn that You can't do that every single day. And like you're saying, we need to, you know, have those days. And we've talked about this in past episodes where you're having days that are a little bit more throttled back and you're just kind of moving through it. And then you have your days where you're picking up the pace a bit. But
yeah. Well, and I mean, that was the goal of programming back then.
Yeah.
Like, how can we program a workout to just wreck people?
Right.
You know, and because that's what the people were drawn to that.
Yeah.
You know, and they loved it. But I can't even, and it's so interesting to see how, like, the, you know, people who were coming in our doors when we first opened and back in those early days versus people who are coming in now, it's like totally different.
Right.
You have to, we have to make sure that we're tailoring our workouts and making it appropriate for everyone.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the goal is, I've heard this saying before and I really, really like it. The goal of what we're doing here is we're looking for a low trajectory towards a distant horizon,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's not about like ramping up and trying to be as fit as possible in the next 4 months.
Right.
It's making small incremental gains over time so that 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, we're fitter than we were when we started.
Right.
And so I think understanding that is important, and it's not like this isn't a short-term fix. Like you said, we're playing the long game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're looking for, is that will allow us to have that longevity.
Right.
So
how does that look for kind of taking a look at the CrossFit Games as a sport? Because it's completely different.
Yeah, so people who are focusing on as a sport are possibly sacrificing that longevity for short term fitness.
Right.
So like the goal of a CrossFit athlete who's interested in competing, you know, whether it's in the Open or the Games or whatever, is they're trying to essentially pack as much volume and as much intensity into their training to allow them to peak at that specific point. Like, you know, whether it's peaking for the Open or for a, you know, a qualifying event for the Games, mm-hmm. whatever it might be, or you know, maybe it's some other sport or whatever it might be.
Right.
But they're essentially professional athletes, right? And we know, like, if you look at the football players, like they don't age well, because it's known, right? Like they're sacrificing that.
Right.
To be at this extremely elite level,
mm-hmm.
For this very short period of time.
Right.
Right. And that's, you know, that's a decision that they make, and they're obviously paid very well for it.
Right.
Right. But that's not what we should be focusing on as like everyday, quote unquote, like everyday athletes.
Right.
So that's kind of the distinction between those two.
Yeah.
So I just kind of want to like to wrap up here, like bringing it back to something I asked you earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
So if our members have that interaction with someone, like if they're, you know, talking to someone and they run into that misperception of like, oh, I can't do CrossFit. Mm-hmm. Like, what should they say to people?
Tell them that, you know, this is it's meant for longevity. It's a safe environment where you're going to learn functional movements that you can use in your everyday life. And come try a class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just come try a class.
I think that's the biggest thing is like, just come try it.
Right. And especially now too, that now that we have our Bring Your Friend Friday.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's the perfect opportunity for them to try a class out. And the workouts on those days are not going to be like a squat snatch where, you know, your friend is going to be like totally confused about what's happening.
Yeah.
Just bring them on in.
And I think it's important for our members to understand where our position on this.
Right.
Like our focus is on CrossFit as a lifestyle.
Right.
And hopefully then they can then, you know, translate that to the people they talk to outside the gyms. Because the goal is to, like I was saying before, is to make this as broad as possible.
Mm-hmm.
CrossFit is for everyone and can be for everyone. You just have to come and try it.
I like it.
Should we wrap up there?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Did you do that on purpose?
No.
That was a really great kind of tie the bow and seal the deal. All right. All right, guys. We'll see you in a few weeks for another episode of the CrossFit Ingus podcast.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.